Really annoying things.
Has anything annoying happened to you lately? What was it? We asked a few people to tell us about their experiences. Do you recognise any of these situations?
I hate it when you go to give someone a hug and they just hold out their hand. Or when you say hello to someone you think you know and they don't say anything back.
It's really annoying when people get the wrong end of the stick and don't give you a chance to explain yourself. I was looking out of my bedroom window the other day to see what the weather was like when this guy in the house in front suddenly noticed and pulled shut his bedroom curtains. He probably thought I was trying to peer in as he was getting changed. I saw him on the street later and said hello, but he just ignored me.
I was in a clothes shop with my mother-in-law and the kids the other day when someone asked us how long we'd been married. Oh, and I hate it when you go to the toilet and open the door and there's someone there. That happened to me a few days ago. I opened the door and there was a man sitting there. Curiously, he didn't say anything and just smiled. Creepy.
I hate it when you fall down in public. I was leaving my apartment the other day and I had a pair of white jeans on. It had been raining and I slipped and fell just near the entrance to the building where I live. The wet ground left a big brown mark on my backside. It was so embarrassing as there was a group of boys sitting just outside. I was in a rush, so there was no time to go back to change. They asked if I was all right, but I could hear them laughing as I left.
Oh, I hate it when you need to go to the toilet at a really awkward time. I was at a girlfriend's house once. We'd only been out a couple of times and I didn't know her very well, but I was definitely interested. Anyway, we were chatting in the living room when I got this terrible pain in my stomach. It must have been something I'd eaten. I was really keen to avoid going to the toilet as the bathroom was right next to the living room and it was only separated by a very thin wall. But in the end, I just had to go. Once inside, I turned on the tap and flushed the toilet several times, but nothing could cover the explosive sounds that came out of my rear end. I must have been in there for about 10 minutes, splashing her perfume around and just wishing the world would swallow me up. Eventually, I conjured up enough courage to open the door and I shuffled out sheepishly. She was very nice about it and didn't say anything, but it was so embarrassing.